This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We have Elizabeth Davey, who is here to talk about her show Apex Predator.
Yes, hi, thanks Elizabeth. So much for having me.
A pleasure.
And I'm not sure if you've been listening in the outside, but we usually do a little intro about our artists in terms of like how they came to be artists or their career.
Yeah,
so you're
sure.
You're a clown.
That's right.
Currently, or maybe you were a different kind of artist before. How did you get started in the arts?
I actually started as a visual artist. That's what I studied at uni. And then I did stand-up, and now I've moved into clowning.
Wow. Yeah. And visual arts, so did you go to school and do, what sort of visual arts, like painting or?
I actually did printmaking.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did that at the art school in Tasmania, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And didn't love it?
Yeah, I guess I sort of, I haven't done it since, so maybe not. I found my place, though, I think, with clowning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you moved on to stand-up, which is a hugely wild, different kind of leap.
Yeah, quite a strange jump, yeah.
What on earth
was
dared you to walk on that stage that first time?
I guess I always really loved making people laugh. I think that's probably kind of a trite, like I'm sure everyone says that, but I just can't imagine now not doing it. Like I've just got the bug, I guess. And my last show was a stand-up show. It was about the gender super gap because I like to make things hard for myself. and then I discovered clowning about 2 years ago and I started studying it. And I discovered the clown that's in this show, the sort of, I guess it's a comedic alter ego. I discovered her in a workshop last year.
Right, yeah. Okay. And so you're travelling exclusively now with this, the clowning or?
I guess so. I mean, I've written this show and I'll see how it goes.
Right. So this is your debut of it?
Yeah, this is the very first time I've ever done it.
Right. Okay.
At Melbourne Fringe, yeah. So
okay.
It's brand new.
Well, that's what Fringe is all about.
Exactly.
You know, first time.
Perfect place to do something new.
In a lot of ways, yeah. And do you travel? You know, like, are you a full-time performer?
I actually am at the moment, yeah. I travel a bit. Like, I did Perth Fringe and Adelaide Fringe earlier this year.
Yep.
And that's the plan, is to tour this show as well.
Right.
After Melbourne Fringe.
All right. Well, tell us, what's this show about? What's it called again?
The show's called Apex Predator.
Right. What does that mean?
Apex Predator is the predator at the top of the food chain.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you at the top of the clowning chain?
Well, kind of, yeah. So my clown is called Lucretia McIntosh. That's her name. And as a, the clown character. And, she's the apex predator. She hunts other predators, human ones.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a slightly dark show, I guess, but it is funny.
Right, yeah. Okay. And so where do you take the audience with it? You know, how do you get to the this story, you know, like, because it's a bit of a heavy topic in a way, isn't it?
It is, and that's one of the things I think is one of the amazing things about clowning is it sort of allows you to sort of deal with quite dark topics with a lightness.
Mm.
This is something I've wanted to talk about for a long time. Like, I've been working on the ideas in the show for a couple of years.
Mm.
And once I had this clown, it sort of gave me a way to transpose the darkness. Like, there's a great saying that my clown teacher has. You have to play the darkness or the darkness plays you.
Yeah. But also with clowning, we tend to forget, because when clowning first started, it was quite dark, wasn't it? And it was quite political. And it was only
sort of
like Hollywood and those, you know, like the big circuses that made it a lot more funny. And it was always very tragic, a clown too, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of different traditions. I've personally been trained in like the Lecoq theatre tradition.
Right.
But there's a difference. Like there's a circus clown tradition as well, which is more like the sort of slapsticky physical comedy. I mean, this is physical comedy as well, but yeah, you can bring in sort of a lot of like a bit more pathos and catharsis and things like that through clowning, I think, because the clown is essentially an idiot. like someone super naive. And so there's a, even when the clown's doing things, there's still always going to be an idiot.
But are you a sad clown or a happy clown?
I know, I'm a happy clown.
You're a happy clown. Yeah. Well, and you've got that very happy persona as well that I could imagine that would be the case.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. And so where are you performing?
I'm performing at the Fringe Hub at Trades Hall.
Right.
And I'm doing a full run, so from the 12th to the 29th of September.
Whoa. Holy moly.
I know, whoa. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And what time each night?
So it varies a little. In the first half, okay. I'm 6:15, and then in the second half, I'm 7:30 p.m.
Right, okay. Yeah. And, well, you know, like word of mouth will spread and
there'll be
people queuing down the street to get your tickets.
Yeah.
And what's the show called again?
It's called Apex Predator.
All right, sounds absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
No, thank you. Our pleasure. You're on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.